You're listening to Morning Edition from Red River Radio. I'm Chuck Smith. This week, commentator Dr. Cheryl White takes a look at the origins of the word nightmares and the demons that haunt our sleep.
If you've ever had an unpleasant dream, you know the term nightmare. Few stop to consider the origin of this common expression, and it is one that is deeply embedded in lore and legend of the past. Today, we write or speak the term as a single word, when in fact it is two, a nightmare. It is a being straight out of European folklore and legend. So, a mare is a female horse, right? Well, as we spell it in English, that's an easy assumption to make. Although the etymology of the term night horses in English would therefore seem logical to us, the word we are using is actually a different kind of mare, from Old Germanic and Norse origin. It is the name used for an evil spirit or a demon. This evil spirit comes to a person while sleeping, an encounter that results in only a memory, something we call a bad dream. To early Europeans who coined this term, the mare came at night and could only approach humans while sleeping. Interestingly, those who study folklore claim that the term of mare has a common root in an even older word from the ancient Greek, the word moros, that means death. There is perhaps no greater mystery to us than the sleep state, particularly dreams. For centuries, humans have struggled to understand and interpret the meaning of dreams. Even our cultural expressions reflect this. How often do we wish each other sweet dreams before bedtime? We have no difficulty accepting or reconciling the pleasant dream states we experience. Rather, it is the dark and disturbing bad dream that haunts us for meaning. Famous psychoanalyst Sigmund Freud called dreams, quote, the royal road to the unconscious mind, end quote. Yet for all of the study that has been directed at the science of sleep and discovering the meaning of dream states, we are still left with much mystery. Modern surveys demonstrate that most people believe that their dreams do contain hidden meanings, if only they could be unlocked. And such has long been the case, expressed throughout history in tales of omens and signs, royal dream interpreters employed at the courts of Europe and throughout the annals of literature. Captain Ahab in Moby Dick dreamed of being engulfed in a chasm of flames while in pursuit of the great whale. The title character of Macbeth famously speaks of a recurring nightmare in Shakespeare's famous work. And there are many such examples in popular culture, of course, from the Nightmare on Elm Street to the Nightmare Before Christmas. It is therefore no surprise that humans, in the void of understanding, would devise an explanation. The mare comes at night, but only when we are asleep. And the legend goes on to explain that the mare has limited time to torture us before we awake, so his frantic work can leave us soaked in his own sweat. And so to this day, we call bad dreams nightmares. Popular culture continues to embrace the mystery of the night and the mystery of our dreams. From writer George R.R. Martin, the creator of Game of Thrones, comes a still, inexplicable truth that can be observed throughout the human experience when he wrote, quote, the night is dark and full of terrors.
Dr. Cheryl White is an associate professor in the Department of History and Social Sciences at LSUS, and she can be heard each Thursday morning at 7:45 on Red River Radio.